from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Trump says China has broken a preliminary trade agreement. The president posted on Truth Social this morning that China has violated the agreement, adding so much for being Mr. Nice Guy. But while Trump didn't elaborate, stocks immediately fell following the Friday morning post. However, the Dow has since recovered and is back in the green. A mysterious social media user has been stashing cash around New Jersey and posting video clues.
Starting 2 months ago, the person running Find the Cash New Jersey has left $50 or $60 taped to landmarks and in hotspots around the state before sharing a video clue to Instagram and TikTok. There have been shore drops, including Asbury Park, Atlantic City, Wildwood, and Seaside Heights, as well as visits to Woodbridge, Morristown, Middletown, and Newark. The cash stasher says donations from others have helped fuel the mission of spreading happiness. The accounts have racked up over 120,000 followers combined. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. The Bridgewater Township Council has approved its budget for the next fiscal year, one that includes a nearly 2.5% tax hike. The average homeowner in Bridgewater will pay $34 more a year for municipal services. Township officials say they lost nearly $2 million in revenue that was not recurring from last year, and that forced them to look at other sources of revenue without cutting services. Law enforcement around New Jersey is reviewing incidents with rowdy teens during the past few weeks at boardwalks, carnivals, and malls to find better ways to respond. Edison Police Chief Thomas Bryan, whose officers dealt with rowdy teens at the Menlo Park Mall in his town, blames social media. He says generations of teens have gone to malls all over New Jersey for decades, but in 2025, it's just a different experience.
You and I, you know, you got together with three, four, five, you know, friends, you rode your bike to the mall, you walked around, you know. Now, you know, with the power of social media, there's just, you have such an audience. They're reaching out to so many people.
Ryan says Menlo Park Mall management has responded to the requests made by he and the mayor and will be implementing many of the measures that they've asked for. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Watch out for flooding. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds and some breaks of sunshine through the rest of this afternoon. There will be a shower or two around. Highs will be in the upper 70s to near 80. Overcast for tonight with periods of rain, some of which will be heavy, and there could be a thunderstorm as well. Any heavier downpour could lead to some flooding as well as some ponding on roadways. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, cloudy much of the time. Will be breezy and cooler. Still some lingering rain in the morning. Then after a bit of a break, we'll see a couple of showers and thunderstorms develop during the afternoon and evening. Some of those could be gusty with small hail. Tomorrow's high near 70. Cooler as it clears out later tomorrow night, low 50. And breezy and cool with some sunshine Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Belvedere, 78 degrees. Old Bridge, 76. Burlington, 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.